I remember it was Parshas Balak, probably over 10 years ago. We were sitting by Shalosh Shudas, and someone said to me, you know, why did Chazal see Bilam as being such a bad guy? You read the Pesukim, it sounds like he's being pretty faithful, you know, trying to do the right thing at first glance. You know, why did in fact Chazal call him Bilam Harasha? Right? The Chazal do have this. So let's try to answer that question. What exactly did Bilam do wrong? And just, I think the yisod for all this, we have to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives a person free will. They can make the decisions for themselves. So the starting point, in the beginning of the parasha, Chav Beis Pasuk Tes, V'yavo Elokim El Bilam. So Hashem comes to Bilam, V'yomer, and he says, Mi ha'anashim ha'ele imach? Who are these guys who are with you? Okay, so sounds like a simple question. It's not the first time that we've found Hashem asking people questions. Let's just quickly flip over to Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes. Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Ha'adam Vayomer Lo Ayeka. So Hashem turns to Adam and asks him a question, right? Where are you? So Hashem turns to Balak and says, to Bilam and says, who are these guys? Rashi HaKadosh, here in Parshas Balak, says, Mi'anashim ha'ele imach l'hatoso bo. This was all done to trick, to mislead, to misguide Bilam. Amar pa'amim, there's sometimes she'ein ha'kogoli l'fan of Hashem doesn't know everything. How do I know he doesn't know everything? Because he had to ask me. Ain't dai to shovel love. He doesn't know. Afani era ace shuuch lekalel velo yovin. So I'm going to find a time when I can curse and Hashem won't recognize it. So now, when Chazal over here by Bilam see this conversation, this question, Hashem says, Miha Nashim Ha'ela, who are these guys? Chazal over here saw it that this was to trick him. And yeah, let's go back to the pasuk we started with a minute ago. Embrace is not that. What does Rashi say? Ayeka? Gimel pasuk test? Ayek? Yodea hayaheichanu. Hashem knew where Adam Harishon was. Ela likanis imo bedevarim. But he wanted to start a conversation with him. Shelo yehe nivhal hashiv. He should be so overwhelmed and unable to answer him. Im ya'ani shehu pitzom. If Hashem would have punished him quickly, he wouldn't be able to do this. So too, says Rashi, you find a similar sentiment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking a question. Omelo, e hevel achicha. Where is hevel? And now look. V'chein b'bilam, and so too with Bilam. Mi ha'anashim ha'ele imach. Who are these people with you? Likanes imachim b'dvarim. So one second. Why? The Maharal is going to ask this. Why is it that things change with Adam? And with Cain, it's just, let's have a conversation. And all of a sudden here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and understanding that this question, because also the question that Hashem's asking Bilam is in order to mess him over. So let's see in the Maharal a little bit. It says like this. Tzarech Bimur, Lamanos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Michshol Lefan of Shiavol Dei Taus. Why would Hashem set Bilam up that he should make a mistake? V'od harei ba'odam harishon amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayeka v'chein b'kayin pirush rashi shiyodeh hayheichan hu ela likanis imo b'dvarim. Right? In kain lama kan pirush shishalu kadei latoso. Why is Rashi saying over here he's coming to mess, Hashem's coming to mess him over. V'lo kimosham shechei lakanis imo b'dvarim. And not with the simple, you know, more benign intentions. So the hakdama that the Maharal gives, he says like this. You can't say pshat that Hashem did this in order to mess him up. We understand the rule is Hashem is not going to mess over, you know, force anybody to make the wrong mistake. And even a person who's trying to make themselves tummy, a messiah no so, right? It doesn't say he helps him, elorak poskinlo. They don't make an opening for him, right? This is the moral I was going to give later on. A person wants to, you know, go not do the right thing, so they open the door for him, but he walks through the door himself. Right, that's what he means, right? Avainu makes him pach le'adam. He doesn't make a stumbling block, leap hole, but he's going to fall over it. So, mevur oimik kavanas chazal. So, what exactly did it mean? What is chazal telling us? Rashi is quoting from the Tanchum, I believe. Hatosbo shahare nizbayr sheyesh lefarish sheilas mihanoshim eile b'shnei ofanim. There are two possible and very different ways you can understand what Hashem's question was when he says, "Hey, who are these guys?" Okay, lahachnis imo b'devar. Maybe it's simply saying, yeah, let's have a conversation. I'm giving you an opener, right? Just like I did with Adam. Ayeka, where are you? And then we can talk about it. Oh, shechas v'shalom, ein hakol goli lefonov. Maybe the reason why Hashem's asking me is not because he wants to have a conversation, because God doesn't know everything, and I do. L'chein sholo mihanoshim ha'heim. See, Hashem, that's why Hashem asks Bilam. V'hine im ha'yoch l'farsho rak ba'oifin echot. If there had only been one way of understanding this, she'ela hu mihanoshim kipshuto, like who are these people? Sahay vadi nechshav sh'nosim lo michsho. Hashem, he's messing you up. He's personally doing that. But since there are two equally valid ways of understanding the question, one way again of a conversation started in order to get Bilam to smarten up and to realize he's making a mistake. On the other hand, oh, now it's like Hashem doesn't know everything. Shuv einu nechshav sheto. So it doesn't mean Hashem messed him over. If Bilam's going to on his own now understand this question, meaning when Adam was asked Ayaka, he says, Hashem doesn't know. When Cain was asked, "Where's your brother?" Oh, Hashem doesn't know. No, only Bilam took that approach. Bilam did this to himself. He dug his own hole. He messed himself over. Ella, Kodesh Baruch Hu also pesach l'tos. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an opening. Avo lo sayi biyad l'tos. He didn't actually assist him in making the mistake. She'ena Kodesh Baruch Hu messiah l'avera. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to assist the person to do an avera. Ve'ena domi l'habal l'tar she'messayin oso. When a person's coming to be metahir themselves, then the Hashem helps them. El habal l'tame poschin lo. As we said, they make the door open. Person who wants to, as we said, you know, the Maharal's idea is you open the door, you knock. Who's there? Bad situation. Okay, I'll open the door for you, but you walk through on your own. You walk through your own.
So then why here by Bilam did Chazal see that this question was there in order to mislead him? And they change their interpretations to how they understood Hashem's questions back in Bracious. The distinction is very clear. The reason why he was reaching out and asking was that they shouldn't become too a behala, means like you're just so confused and you're fablunged, you can't answer. So that
what difference does it make? Im Harashi Yen Nivhal, if he himself, he's a Rosha Marusha. We understand who Bilam was. So who cares whether he's going to get confused or not? Adrabba. Rosha Kimosu Yisbal. Let him become confused. He deserves it.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raknosan Lo Pesach. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he created the opening, Latos, Vadain Biyada LaBechira HaChofshis.
And he had himself his own free will and choice to decide what is he going to do. And I think that's the answer to the question why the Chazal saw in Bilam he was Bilam HaRasha. If you just read the Pesukim straightforward without the Torah Shebaal Peh, without Chazal, okay, so you can say I'm reading it straightforward and you can ask a question, okay, it seems like he's not such a bad guy, but once you understand the depth of what's happening between the lines, then the question becomes answered on its own.
Okay, Shkoich, everybody. Have a great day.